comes in like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. I see the enemy coming in like a flood in our houses, in our churches, in our families. But what I don't see is the standard. People of God, where's the standard at? We in a war, y'all. It's time to stand, y'all.
The Lord gave the word, and great was the company of them that published it. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Welcome to the Know Your Bible radio broadcast that reaches around the world daily with the good news about Jesus Christ our Lord. I am your host, Bishop Fred A. Caldwell Sr. Now lend me your ear, and let's go inside of Know Your Bible and hear God's life-changing word. Welcome to Know Your Bible.
Today's message, a look at AI and the flesh. And now here is Bishop Caldwell.
Teach the components of faith. Now I want us to go right quick to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Are you there? Okay, let us read that together. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen? Okay, now we find out something here. Without faith, it is impossible to do what? Well, who is him? Okay, so without faith, it is impossible to please God. Okay, now watch this. On the other hand, we see then that with faith and operating in faith, God is pleased. Okay, now let that sink in on you. You can actually please God. Now think about that for a moment. You can actually please someone who is perfect. That's better than you do with some of us. Okay, you can actually please someone who is perfect, and God is perfect. Okay, he tells us here how to do it. How? By faith. Okay, all right, now watch. Faith is, in verse 1, Hebrews 11, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is, not faith was, faith is, which means that faith is always present tense. In other words, to please God, you have to have faith now, not tomorrow. You see, you cannot have faith tomorrow because you don't live tomorrow. So now faith is. It did not say now faith was. It said now faith is. And without faith, it is impossible to do what? Please. To please him. Okay? So, now faith is. Which means then that to please God, we must exercise faith now. Because now faith is. And that's what it's going to take to please God. It's going to take a now faith. Not a was faith. Not a gonna be faith. Not a thought about it faith. Not I wish it was faith. It's going to take what kind of faith? Now faith. Let me ask, do you have now faith?
Yeah.
I didn't see anybody check the seats out when you, you know, before you took a seat. You just flew. Did anybody in here think two or three times that whether or not your car was going to start before you got in it today? Unless you're having car trouble. I mean, you just took for granted, you left at good time, you set your schedule, and you had faith enough, you took the key in your hand, you went out to the car, opened up the car, and put the key in the ignition and turned it over. It didn't dawn on you one time that you'd be an hour late because your car wasn't going to start. Now, if we got that kind of faith in a dumb car that they put together in Michigan, You do know that's where they put them cars together at. You understand? If it's American made, basically it's put together in Michigan, GM, or here locally. Now, if we got that kind of faith to set our schedule, to get to work on time, to get to church on time, because we got confidence that the car is going to start, and we order our whole schedule around the fact that that car is going to start. Now, you let us have car trouble, then we will augment our scheduling because we've got car trouble, and so we're going to build some time into our schedule just in case. But if today you didn't build time into your schedule just in case, it says you had faith and confidence that that car was going to start. And when you went to it and put the key into the switch and turned the thing, you know, you had no reservation whatsoever about whether or not that car was going to start. Now, if we got that kind of faith in a dumb car that can't think, can't feed us, can't clothe us, can't do anything but cause trouble when it's really, you know, then why can't we have more faith than that in God? See, now this is where God is trying to bring us to. Okay? Without faith, it is impossible to please him. Okay? So God is pleased when we act in faith. Okay? Not in desperation. A lot of people, they want to wait, I guess, until cancer get them so they can have a long testimony and have everybody in the church with a 4-foot handkerchief crying, you know, behind testimony talking about, you know, how they came with cancer and et cetera, how they came out of it. But God is not so much interested in these long testimonies as he is interested in us living. Amen. Letting that light be seen in us. Okay, so without faith, it is impossible to please him. Now faith is. Faith, in order for it to be active, is a now faith. Okay, go to Romans 10 and 17. Now here we're going to pick up where we get faith from. This is the only place in the Bible that will direct our attention to where faith comes from. In Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. Romans 10 and 17. Amen. It's a good day. All right. Now listen. In Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. Let us read that together. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Again. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Again.
So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Again.
So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
So then faith cometh how?
By hearing.
And hearing comes how?
By the word of God.
Which means then without the word of God, you can't hear what God is saying.
Amen.
And without the word of God, you cannot have faith. And if you don't have faith, then it is impossible to please him. Are we together? Okay, now, in this world, we must walk a certain way. Okay, go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And verse 7. Let's read it together. For we walk by sight and not by faith. We walk how?
By faith.
We walk how?
By faith.
Okay, so then we walk by faith and not by sight. In other words, we are not moved by our circumstances. We don't allow our circumstances to determine or to dictate to us what our reaction toward that particular circumstance ought to be. Because you see, if you walk by sight and not by faith, then that means then that you are allowing your life to be guided by what you see, what you experience, and head knowledge. But if we walk by faith, which means to walk according to the word of God, then we will not allow our circumstances to get the best of us. Have you ever heard somebody, you ever ask somebody, well, you know, how you doing? They say, well, I'm doing okay under the circumstances. All right. Now, let me ask you this. How victorious do you think you are under the circumstances? Not victorious at all. It's just like a man at the bottom of Red River with a sack of concrete strapped to his ankles. Now, do you think that guy under the water, is he under the water? Well, see, this is the problem that we get ourselves into walking by sight. And anytime we walk by sight, we're subject to panic and forget who God is and do something crazy. Okay, so then to walk by faith is to walk how? Right, according to the word of God. Okay, now, God's word tells us everything that we need to know about ourselves, about our situation, about life, about death, about life hereafter, about hell. It tells us everything that we need to know. Okay? All right, now listen to this. Since we are told to walk by faith and not by sight, we're to walk according to the word. The word. Okay? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. All right, now why is there so much trouble in our churches? Why is it that people are so narrow-minded? Why is it that people will take what God says and seem to think that the word is helpless on its own and twist the scripture to try to make the word say what it's not saying? I tell you why, because people don't really fear God. People don't really fear God and don't believe God. It's no way that God is going to tell us to do a certain thing and then we're going to just out in the open rebel against what God says and then claim to love God. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Well, what are the commandments of the Lord? The word. Now, what am I saying? If we don't take what God is giving us to walk by, then we're walking by ourselves. If we don't take the word of God and walk according to the word, then we're walking by sight and not by faith, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Why is it that some people argue against the word of God? They don't have good sense. Something is loose. If you're a wise Christian, you will walk according to the word of God and you will fear God. You'll think a whole lot of times before you haul off and do something crazy if you fear God. Why is it that some Christians make it and others don't? They argue against the word. Anytime you take sides against the word of God, you've already been defeated. So what the Lord is saying to us this evening, church, don't fight and argue against the word of God, because faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes by the word of God. If you're going to argue against what the Lord says, then it is impossible to please him. Okay. To be victorious, we're going to have to take God's estimation of the situation, whatever that situation may be. Take what God says and then order your conduct according to what thus saith the Lord. And that's what we're going to look at now. We're going to take an estimation of what God has said, and then we're going to see if we can order our conduct aright, because that's what this is all about. When the word of God comes to you, it is not to be refuted and rebelled against. It is to be obeyed. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Now, I'm fearful for some of you, because I think that some of you think that you're dealing with man. And when the word is presented to you, you rebel against that word and you're kicking against it. And I'm afraid for some of you, because you're going to hurt yourself real bad. You cannot walk by faith and please God rebelling against God's word. You know, it'd be best to go and play at the kids' pet zoo with the animals than to play with the word of God. Okay, so the word is not helpless, it's not struggling alone, and it's not on crutches. Okay, God's word is able to perform exactly what he sends it to do. Okay, just want to encourage some of you. All right, now, let's take what God says in his word, and let's let that be, not only today, but from now on. If you have not begun to look in that area, let's just take what God says about it and then repent if we need to. Say to the Lord, we're sorry if we need to say that, and get in line with the word. It's a dumb individual to take what God says, look at it, and then say, he didn't say that. Friend, that's not intelligent. Okay, so what we're going to do now, we're going to step off into something deep. You know, everybody always running around looking for something heavy. You know, want something heavy. And when God give it to them, they run away. Can't handle it. Cannot handle it. If God really unleashed his word in the midst of this congregation, like I know that he's capable of doing, I know it in my heart, he's done it time past. Every time that word is really released in the power and the essence of God's spirit, I mean really released, you don't see a lot of folk anymore. Amen. They disappear. But they claim to want something heavy. You know. And then when they finally get it, they can't handle it. Can't deal with it. See? So you'd be wise to let God feed you what he's feeding you. Because he knows where you are. Jesus told his disciples they wanted something heavy too. He said, you can't bear it. So I can't tell you this now because you can't handle it. A lot of y'all think you're grown. But if God really gave you what you think you really want to hear, you can handle it. Convicted, burdened down, heavy laden, and everything. So just, this is just a suggestion. Take what God is giving you. Study that, stand on that. Don't try to make God give you something that you think you're ready for. Because he'll try you. He'll try you. So just be cool. Be cool. Okay, that way you can grow up. The word of God is powerful. Okay, go to the book of Joshua. Let's get God's estimation of the situation. Go to the book of Joshua. In Joshua, the first chapter and the third verse. Now you were told, you were asked more or less to read last week. What chapter? Chapter 6 and 7 of the book of Joshua. How many of you all obeyed that? How many of y'all did that? How many of you were here last week? Okay, see, now this is the problem. This is the problem. We always want God to do it all. It was just a simple request. Read chapter 6 and chapter 7. You know, that was as much the Lord talking as it is the Lord talking now. And see, it's the little things that mean a lot. If you can't obey the little things, you just read two chapters. 1 week to read two chapters. Didn't even read it. Didn't read it. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So help God to help you. Now, say, you know, how many of us watch our favorite program on TV or how we got around? See, all right, I'm not going to stand up here and fuss about that. But it was a simple request. Read chapter 6 and 7 of the book of Joshua. Okay. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 3. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. We walk how?
By faith
and not by sight. So every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon, God says, I have given that to you. Is that right? Okay, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, I have given. I have given means that it's already yours. What you're going to have to do is put legs to your faith, because faith without works is dead. And that's what some of you have that didn't read chapter 6 and 7, a dead faith. You're not acting on what the little things. The little things. But everybody want to run around looking for something heavy and not even obeying. Listen, if we would just take time and obey what we already know, that would take all day, every day. Simple request. Read chapter 6 and chapter 7 of the book of Joshua. Read newspaper, probably. Other things, probably. We want God to do it all. Friend, listen. There are some things that we are going to have to do for ourselves. All right. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. And that was a promise that God made. Okay, run right quick to 2 Peter. And then we're going to reach back into the book of Joshua. Run to 2 Peter right quick. Let's see what God has given us. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Now, keeping in mind that God said, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given you. Have given mean God has done it. Okay. All right. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Now, this is what God has given us. God has given us all things. How many things?
All
things that pertain to what? Okay, all things that pertain to life and godliness. God has given us all things, which means then that every need is met. But it's going to take faith to embrace that need and call those things which be not as though they were. In other words, God has already done it. God has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We're already blessed. But see, what we need to do in order to secure those blessings is to first find out what we've really been blessed with. You don't want to be, you know, arguing about food with your mouth full. You know? So once we find out what God has blessed us with, that's when we get into the claiming business. Okay, now watch this. According as his divine power hath given unto us, that us there is the body of Christ, has given unto us all things. It did not say some things, did it? It said what? All things. All things that do what? Okay, so everything we need in this life, God has already given it to us. Remember, but every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given you. And if you don't get out into the word of God for yourself and begin to lay claim on those blessings that God has already laid up in store in his word for you, there's no need in walking around talking about, I don't understand this and I don't understand that. You never will if you don't get into the word. You can't understand the word of God sitting up all day looking at television. You can't understand the word of God all day long sitting up reading some dumb magazine. Some of these commentaries that man has written, whatever, is more difficult to understand than just the plain word of God. Because by the time you wade through trying to get his thought pattern, whatever idea it is that he's trying to project, you could have gone through two chapters of the word. Don't put nothing above the word of God. Commentaries are fine, but that's all they are. They're commentaries. They comment on the word. But the best commentary on the Bible is the Bible itself. Are you listening? Get into the word and let the word get in you. Now, listen. According as his divine power. That is his divine power. That is the essence of God. God is spirit. God's divine power hath given unto the body of Christ all things that pertain unto life and godliness. It is no way that you've got a need in your life now that you need in your life right now that God has not already met. But it's going to take faith to get it, because the sole of your feet will have to tread onto that scripture, friend. Are you listening? Your feet are going to have to walk on that scripture and claim that piece of ground for yourself. Walking by faith. Faith comes how? And hearing comes how? Okay, so God says, I've given you every place the sole of your foot shall trod or tread upon. You got to stand on the word. We walking now. Listen, you need to see this. We walking how? By faith, right? Okay, faith comes how? In hearing? Okay, so I'm walking by faith, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. God says, I have given you all.
Today's message, a look at AI and the flesh. FC7007 is now available on CD for only $5. And it may be purchased by calling Know Your Bible at 318-938-1885. Or you can mail any request to the Know Your Bible radio broadcast, 7480 Greenwood Road, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71119. Or email us, greenwoodacres@comcast.net. Greenwood Acres has a new website. You can go there to get ministry announcements, connect with the ministry, purchase messages and merchandise, and so much more. It can be found at gwafgbc.org. That's gwafgbc.org. We also have a new Know Your Bible video on demand page. You can access it from the website's main page. Just click on the Know Your Bible on demand link. We trust that it will be a blessing to you. Know Your Bible radio broadcast is now available as a podcast. You can listen to Know Your Bible through Apple Podcast, Google Play Music, and Spotify. Simply search for Know Your Bible or Bishop Caldwell in either app. Tap the subscribe button and Know Your Bible will come to you automatically each time an episode is posted. Enjoy!
Now the question is, will I do his will and answer?
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of Jesus. The power in the blood of Jesus on the cross at Calvary is God's resolution to the redemption of every lost sinner forever. Today is the day of salvation, and now is the acceptable time, because tomorrow is not promised. So believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and your house. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. Jesus said, come. The Father says, come. The Holy Spirit says, come. And I say, come. You need to come now.
Now the question is, when will Jesus return?
I was the chiefest of sinners, Paul says, and so say I. I called upon Jesus over 46 years ago, and he answered me, came into my heart, and brought with him the gift of eternal life. And he'll do the same for you if you call.
The trouble all over the world. I'm telling every man, woman, boy, and girl, it's coming soon.
Say these words to Jesus. Say, Jesus, I believe you are Lord. Come into my heart. I believe that God raised you from the dead. I accept you now, Lord, as my personal Lord and Savior. If you said those words, and if you mean those words, they are recorded in the 10th chapter of the book of Romans, verse 9 through 13. Welcome to the household of faith. Much, much love to you.
Now the questions are,
hello, this is Bishop Caldwell, and this is the Know Your Bible radio broadcast. The world needs Jesus now more than ever before, and you can help us to reach the world for Jesus Christ. I ask for you to pray for what the Lord will have you to do as it relates to financial support toward Know Your Bible. And then send your gifts of love to Know Your Bible, 7480 Greenwood Road, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71119. That's the Know Your Bible radio broadcast, 7480 Greenwood Road, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71119. We also welcome your prayer requests and your praise reports. So until we meet again right here on Know Your Bible, you pray for me and I'll be praying for you, and guess what? We'll all be prayed for. Much, much love to you.
Now I see.